You're privileged to have here tonight. I'm certainly privileged to have with us Vinay Gaikwad. Probably all of you know who Vinay Gaikwad is, but if not, let me just introduce him quickly. Vinay and I met at Nazarene Seminary about 25 years ago and became friends and went through some classes together. And I graduated and came back to Pennsylvania, and he stayed a little longer and graduated a couple years later and then went back to India. But before he went back to India, we were in contact, and I said, Vinay, why don't you come out to Harrisburg and come into our church and preach and maybe see if there might be a couple other churches around here I could set you up to speak in as you go home before you do. And so he ended up coming out and spending about 3 weeks with my family, my little kids and Debbie and I, and we just had such a wonderful time. And Vinay went on to India and began pastoring the Aurangabad Church of the Nazarene in central India, and has been pastor there ever since then. And we've been stayed in touch, close friends. And every 4 years when he comes for General Assembly for our church, he always comes to Pennsylvania and spends a month with us and puts up with me for a month or so. And we've done that now about six or seven times since we've been friends. And he's spoken in most of the churches on our district, probably at least half of them anyway, and has so many friends on our district. They've been so supportive of the work in India and the ministry that goes on there. And Vinay and I have just continued to be good friends. At least I describe it that way. I don't love to tease anybody near as much as I do Vinay. He is a great brother in the Lord. I appreciate his friendship and the depth of his love for the Lord and the Church of the Nazarene and to preach the gospel. He's a pastor and district superintendent of one of our districts in India. And I had a privilege to be with Vinay at General Assembly the last couple of weeks. And then he went to Kansas City for a week and then flew here on Friday. He's going to be here through the end of the month and going to be with us for our daughter's wedding, as he was for Luke's wedding 2 years ago. And so it's just a privilege to have Vinay. Because of the change of what happened tonight, I said, Vinay, would you just come and share a few minutes, just greetings and maybe a couple things that you would want to. He said, you want me to preach? Well, no, you can if you want, but no, just come and share. But if he wants to preach, it's okay too. Always be ready to give an account of the gospel. But I asked Vinay to come and share, and I asked him to play his harmonica too tonight. So, Vinay, my brother, come and share with us.
We were in seminary, and we became a good friend. And then he invited me to come to Harrisburg. He was living there. And since then, I have been coming to his place every 4 years, maybe sometimes 2 years. So once we became a friend, it is very difficult to get rid of me. So it is my privilege to come back and be with you, and many, you know, familiar faces I see. And even though we are not a big crowd, then I agreed to say a few words and agreed to play my harmonica, which I will play afterward. But, you know, I just want to bring greetings from India, mid-Maharashtra district, and our local church, which is located in Aurangabad city. So, you know, I would like to, you know, just read just few verses here and there and maybe share a little bit. You know, in India, whenever you ask pastors to say a few words, they end up preaching. So, you know, you should not ask pastor to, you know, say a few words because, you know, they love to preach. They love to say from the Word of God. And that is what God has called me to do it. But this evening I will not preach, but just share, you know, a few thoughts from the Word of God. If you have Bibles with you, and if you would like to turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And beginning verse 4 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, beginning verse with 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard you, your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. When I was thinking about this chapter and these verses, at this time, Paul is in prison in Rome. And now he's telling the church in Philippines, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. By this simple verse, we can see that Paul is so much rooted and grounded and firm in his faith. Even though he was in prison in Rome, he could write to people, those who are outside, the church, the congregation, to rejoice. If I was in prison, probably I would have written something else to my congregation. Maybe I would have said, well, you know, see, I'm in prison now, and now I'm not getting good food. My bed is not good. I cannot sleep. There are a lot of bugs around here. Not enough light. And I would have complained, maybe, as a human nature. But, you know, looking at Paul and his life, we could tell that he was rejoicing in the prison with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus was in his life, and he was in Jesus. And together, the fellowship, even in the prison, even in the bad situation, even in the difficulties, even in the hardship, he could rejoice. And because he could rejoice in the prison, he's able to write to the church to rejoice and rejoice in the Christ. So even though when we are in the difficult time, maybe a sickness or hardship or problems in our lives, this verse really encourages us to rejoice in the Lord. And many people, I have heard people, you know, how could we rejoice when we are suffering, we are going through a difficult time? How could we? But if we are in Christ, if our foundation is based on Christ, if Christ lives in our heart, in our family, we don't have to ask that question, how? But we naturally, we rejoice. That is the nature of Christian life. You know, when Christ comes in our lives, he changes a situation. He changes our atmosphere. He brings his peace. He brings joy. He brings happiness in our life that we can have experience in Jesus Christ. So these verses, you know, really encourage me when I go through difficult time, and learn from Paul, you know, rejoice in the Lord always, not for time being, not for today, only today, not for only tomorrow, but always. And this faith and commitment, what can do in our life is wonderful. It is just beyond our imagination what Christ can bring in our life. Many times we expect these worldly things from God, but the God who brings peace in our lives, we can have happiness and joy no matter what situation we are in. So our happiness, our joy, rejoice does not depend on our situation, but it depends on our relationship with Christ. And that is the main thing, you know. And I praise God. I give Him thanks and glory for what He has done in my life, even though when I go through difficult time. Then I would like to say a few things from Gospel according to St. John, and chapter 15. Chapter 15, and I will read verse 16 first, and then I will read some other few more verses from that chapter. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment: love each other. He has chosen us to go and bear fruits. Without fruits, there is no blessings from Him. As you could go and find so many things in that particular chapter. But I'm not prepared to say all those things, and you know, the pastor has told me just to say a few things and not preach. So I will stick to that, and I will not preach. But let me tell about myself. You know, God has chosen me. I have not chosen Him, so that I can go and witness, and I can go and preach and bear fruits, and fruits that will last. I am preaching in this church on the 28th of July, and I will share more things with you at that time. But briefly, I would like to say that, you know, God has chosen me to minister to my people in India. I was in seminary. I wanted to, you know, stay in America. Everything is so beautiful. Everything is so great. You know, good people. Everything, whatever you want, you get it, you know. And it is just have a wonderful life here in America. Everything is nice, clean, green, and trees and grass and all that. And I just, you know, love this country. I love these people. And I, you know, one time thought came to my mind that, you know, it is good if you stay here and not go back to India. But then, you know, I remember my calling. I remember those days back in India. In India, missionaries are not allowed anymore. You know, they won't give visa for missionaries. So we as nationals, we had to stand up on our own feet and carry the torch. Many years ago, missionary came from America. They shared the love of God, the love of Jesus. They brought gospel to India. And, that's how we came to know about Jesus Christ. So when I was in seminary, thought came to my mind. But at the same time, you know, God, I remember that God had called me to preach. But in America, there are a lot of good preachers like Pastor Wayne Krell and a pastor here. They preach good. I don't speak good English. You know, with my broken English, I try to communicate. But somehow, I thank God that He brought me to America to study in seminary. I learned so many things from classrooms and from my friends like Wayne and some people like you. I learned so many things, and that is so valuable to me, and I cherish all those things and use that in my ministry. God prepared me physically, mentally, and educationally. He prepared me here. And then, God, His voice whisper in my ear, Vinay, I have called you to preach, to serve me, and I will bless you. And then I thought, no, these luxurious things and beautiful trees and grass and all that, it is going to end one day. But whatever is going to last is everlasting life. And God has called me to do that, and I'm willing, Lord, your way and your will be done in my life. Many people, I was in seminary, I was not married, I was getting old, and you know, friends like Wayne used to tease me that I'm not married, and we will fix you somewhere, and there is a girl, and you should date her, and that, and then same time I was, you know, praying, God, while I'm here, help me not to fall in love with anybody here. I want to go back. If I want to serve my people in India, I must go back and marry Indian girl. And God helped me. And I went back. And I got married in 94. And I have one wife and two sons, Vipul and Jeevan. Vipul is 17 years old and Jeevan is 15 years old. So I'm enjoying my family. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my ministry. I'm a pastor of a church who's running near about 750 people in my church. I'm a DS as well. When I started 2001, I started this ministry as a DS. That time we had about 9 churches in our district. Now we are having 70 churches in our district. So Lord is using me, not because of me, but Lord is blessing our ministry. And I want you to pray, continue to pray for me and my church and our ministry, our family as well. A couple more verses from same chapter. John 15, 4 and 5. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruits by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruits unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Praise the Lord. I'm very thankful for this opportunity that God has given me. And I'm trying my best to obey him, to stay in him, and he stays in me. The relationship that we have. And day by day, that relationship grows stronger and stronger and stronger. If we do not bear fruits, we are no good for him. We will be cut down and thrown into fire. So I remember one example, illustration. There were two bulls. And one bull said to other, "Today I am not coming with you to work in the field." And then he said, "Okay, if you're not coming, I'm going to field and work for my master." And he goes and he works the whole day. Comes back in the evening. And then the bull who was at home said, "Hey, did the master said anything about me?" And that bull said, "Well, he didn't say anything." The next day came, this bull, he said, "Well, I'm not coming to work today also." "Is it so? Okay." Then he goes, and the one bull, he goes in the farm, and all day long he works and comes back in the evening. Then this bull said, "Did master say anything about me not being there in the field?" And that bull said, "Well, he didn't say anything." Well, this bull, he's becoming lazy now. The third day, he said, "Well, I'm not coming to work today also. I'm having headache." "Oh, yes, okay." Then this bull goes to farm and work all day long and comes home in the evening. And this bull who was at home said, "Did our master say anything about me?" And that bull said, "Well, he didn't say anything, but he was talking to a neighboring butcher that I saw." The next day morning, this bull said, "Well, I'm going to work." This bull said, "Well, I'm coming too." "Why are you not going to stay home?" He said, "No, no, 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 I'm coming with him." And so he got the point. If we do not work for Jesus, if we do not work for God, we are no good for Him. He has saved us. He has called us. He has chosen us that we may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Praise the Lord. I haven't played this harmonica for years, but when we were in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago, then we were at one restaurant, and I said, well, I want to buy one harmonica if we can find somewhere. And Wayne, Pastor Wayne, asked if you have, what kind of the restaurant?
It was right in front of you in the counter.
Yeah.
At the
okay, so they had this small one, you know, I think $6 or $7. But I will try to play. If I make mistake, please bear with me. God is a great God, big God, and I praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend, for sharing with us tonight. It was something. We were just picked him up from the airport or wherever in Indianapolis, and we were standing there at the counter, and he said, I'd really like to get a harmonica. Do you know of anywhere we can get it? And right there in front of him was a stack of harmonicas. It was really funny. How God allowed that little gift and blessing.